Emotive and friendly tone.
Friendly but serious tone. Natural flow, transitions, concise turns. Keep core information intact. Input, a series of statements tagged as Speaker 1 and Speaker 2. Though in the input, they are just alternating statements, likely representing a draft or outline. I need to expand these into a full conversation while respecting the tone instructions. 2. Analyze the input content. Topic: DoorDash integrating AI tools for restaurant merchants, onboarding, photo editing, website creation. Key points: DoorDash announces AI suite for restaurant merchants. Goal: modernize ecosystem, address onboarding and visual content. Problem: independent owners face bureaucracy, paperwork, high-rise photo pressure. Solution 1, onboarding. AI automates data entry verification, pre-fills forms, faster go-live, fewer errors. Solution 2, photos. AI photo editing, lighting, color, object removal, standardize look, ensure freshness. Solution 3, websites. Create websites from existing content, mobile responsive, bridges gap between listing and storefront. Broader context. AI supporting small businesses, democratizing access, efficiency for thin margins. Conclusion. Pivotal moment, commitment to merchant network, surge in new restaurants. 3. Determine tone and style. Speaker 1, emotive friendly. Needs to sound enthusiastic, warm, perhaps a bit more expressive. Uses phrases like "that's amazing," "I love this." It really changes the game. Speaker 2, friendly, serious. Needs to sound analytical, grounded, focused on the implications. Uses phrases like "this is a significant shift from a business perspective. The implications are clear." Interaction, they need to build on each other's points. Speaker 1 can bring the excitement. Speaker 2 can ground the technical business reality. 4. Drafting section by section. Intro, Speaker 1 starts with the announcement. Speaker 2 elaborates on the why. Onboarding, Speaker 1 talks about the pain points, bureaucracy. Speaker 2 explains the AI fix, automation. Photos, Speaker 1 gets excited about food porn photos. Speaker 2 talks about the impact on customers' deterrence. Websites, Speaker 1 mentions the website tool. Speaker 2 explains the benefit for technical resources. Impact conclusion. Speaker 1 sums up the democratization. Speaker 2 talks about the competitive landscape and inclusivity. Final wrap-up. 5. Refining the flow mental walkthrough. S1. Did you hear the news? DoorDash just dropped some huge AI tools. Friendly, emotive, S2. That's a solid move. It targets the two biggest headaches for restaurants. Serious but friendly, S1, exactly. Imagine running a kitchen, not drowning in paperwork. S2, the onboarding process is traditionally a nightmare for independent owners. S1, now they can just jump in. The AI handles the forms. S2, pre-filling data, reducing errors. It lets them focus on what matters. S1, and it's not just paperwork. Look at the food photography updates. S2, photos are crucial. Bad images kill sales. S1, now they can fix lighting and backgrounds instantly. S2, standardizing the look ensures every dish looks fresh. S1, it's like having a pro editor in your pocket. S2, plus they can build websites from their menu data. S1, that's huge for small spots without a web developer. S2, it bridges the gap between a delivery listing and a real storefront. S1, this is about helping small businesses thrive. S2, efficiency is key when margins are thin. S1, time saved means better service for customers. S2, the goal is inclusivity, not just for the big chains. S1, it's a pivotal moment for the whole space. S2, DoorDash is showing they care about merchant success. S1, expect to see tons of new restaurants joining soon. S2, fresh options for consumers. DoorDash is cementing its tech leadership. 6. Polishing for tone. Make S1 sound more conversational. Wow, think about that, I mean. Make S2 sound more structured from a strategic standpoint. The core value here, it's important to note. Ensure transitions are smooth. Check constraints, no meta talk. Just the script. 7. Final review against constraints, only script content. Yes.
/ speaker 2 tags. Yes. Tone instructions followed. Yes. Core info intact. Yes. Self-correction during drafting. I need to make sure I don't just concatenate the input sentences, but actually weave them into a dialogue that feels like a podcast. The input looks like a cue and A or outline. I will expand slightly to make it sound natural without losing the specific facts. Wait, looking at the input. The input is already alternating statements that look like a script draft, but they are very dry and statement-like. My job is to make it a conversation. Correction, I need to add conversational markers, so, you know, write, and ensure the emotional serious tones are distinct. Wait, another constraint, output only the script content. Okay, let's write it. Drafting S1, did you catch DoorDash's latest announcement? They're rolling out a whole new suite of AI tools specifically for their restaurant partners. Drafting S2, I saw that. It's a strategic pivot designed to modernize the delivery ecosystem. They're tackling the two biggest time sinks, onboarding and visual content. Drafting S1, oh, I know how tedious onboarding can be. Just endless paperwork and the pressure to get perfect photos. Drafting S2, exactly. DoorDash is using AI to lower those barriers so owners can actually focus on cooking. Drafting S1, that's such a relief. The new tools automate the data entry and verification. Drafting S2, machine learning algorithms pre-fill forms based on existing data. It cuts down manual input and speeds up the go-live process. Drafting S1, think about the time saved. Less admin means more time in the kitchen. Drafting S2, and that's just the beginning. The second enhancement is food photography. Poor quality photos can deter customers just as much as bad reviews. Drafting S1, right. We all know that mouth-watering picture sells the dish. Drafting S2, DoorDash is introducing AI-powered editing tools for instant aesthetic improvement. Automatic lighting and color correction, even object removal. Drafting S1, so if there's a distracting background or a stray utensil, the AI cleans it up. Drafting S2, plus, it standardizes the visual look across the platform. Every dish appears fresh, regardless of the camera used. Drafting S1, it's amazing how much that helps. Plus, they're expanding digital services to let merchants create new websites from existing content. Drafting S2, that's powerful for restaurants needing a separate digital presence but lacking the technical skills to build one. Drafting S1, the AI analyzes menu data and branding to generate a functional, mobile-responsive site. Drafting S2, it ensures even smaller businesses have a professional footprint without needing a dedicated web developer. Drafting S1, this bridges the gap between a delivery listing and a standalone storefront. Drafting S2, these updates reflect a broader trend. AI is supporting small businesses rather than replacing them. Drafting S1, by handling data processing and visual editing, platforms are democratizing access to high-quality tools. Drafting S2, for the food industry with thin margins, efficiency is literally survival. Drafting S1, reducing admin time allows restaurants to reinvest in staff, inventory, and service. Drafting S2, as AI becomes ubiquitous, the landscape shifts toward those who adopt these tools fastest. But the goal is inclusivity. Drafting S1, helping more merchants succeed, not just the big chains. Drafting S2, DoorDash is signaling its commitment to the long-term success of its merchant network. Drafting S1, with these features rolling out, we should see a surge in new restaurants joining soon. Drafting S2, bringing fresh options to consumers and cementing DoorDash's position as a leader in the tech-driven food space. Review, looks good. meets tone requirements. S1 is enthusiastic emotive. S2 is grounded serious. Transitions are logical. Final check, ensure no introductory text. Start directly with speaker 1. Wait, one more check on the input. The input provided has specific content lines. I should ensure I don't deviate too far from the facts provided, just expand the dialogue. The input is essentially a list of lines that could be a script, but lacks the conversational glue. I will use the exact facts, but wrap them in the requested tone. Wait, looking at the instruction again, the input will include speaker instructions and content with speaker tags. Your output should maintain the same format with speaker 1 and speaker 2 tags. Okay, I will use the provided text as the source material, but enhance it for flow and tone. Wait, looking at S1 and S2 instructions. S1, emotive and friendly. S2, friendly but serious. My draft adheres to this. Final polish, ensure the transitions feel natural. That's a great point, I agree, etc. Let's assemble the final output. Self-correction, I need to make sure I don't output the thought process. Just the script. Final check on constraints, output only the script content. Do not include any thinking process, reasoning. I'm so excited about this. DoorDash has just announced a new suite of artificial intelligence tools, and they are designed specifically for their restaurant merchants.
That is a significant development. This strategic move aims to modernize the food delivery ecosystem by addressing the two most time-consuming aspects of running a food business, the initial onboarding process and the quality of visual content.
I know how frustrating that can be. For independent restaurant owners, the traditional path to joining a major platform often involves tedious bureaucracy, extensive paperwork, and the real pressure to ensure high-resolution menu photos.
Exactly. DoorDash is leveraging AI to lower these barriers, allowing merchants to focus on what really matters, cooking.
It's so relieving to hear. The first major update targets the merchant onboarding workflow.
Traditionally, this process requires navigating complex forms, uploading documents for verification, and waiting for approval.
It really feels like a wall of red tape. But the new AI tools automate data entry and verification.
By using machine learning algorithms, DoorDash pre-fills forms based on existing data, significantly reducing manual input.
And that speeds up the time required to go live on the platform, right? It reduces errors that cause delays.
Precisely. For a busy restaurant owner, the time saved on administrative tasks translates directly to more time in the kitchen.
And it's not just the paperwork. The second enhancement focuses on food photography.
In the digital age, poor quality photos can deter customers as much as bad reviews.
Oh, absolutely. DoorDash is introducing AI-powered photo editing tools that allow merchants to instantly improve the aesthetic of their menu images.
These tools include automatic lighting adjustments, color correction, and object removal.
If a photo contains a distracting background or a stray utensil, the AI can clean it up instantly.
Furthermore, these tools help standardize the visual look of the menu across the platform, ensuring that every dish appears fresh and consistent, regardless of the specific camera or lighting conditions used.
That consistency is going to be huge. DoorDash is also expanding its digital services by offering tools that allow merchants to create new websites from existing content.
This is particularly powerful for restaurants needing a separate digital presence, but lacking the technical resources to build one from scratch.
The AI analyzes menu data, branding assets, and content already present in the merchant's profile to generate a functional, mobile-responsive website.
This ensures that even smaller businesses have a professional digital footprint without requiring a dedicated web developer.
This capability effectively bridges the gap between a food delivery listing and a standalone digital storefront.
These updates represent a broader trend in the tech sector, where AI is being used to support small businesses rather than replace them.
By handling the heavy lifting of data processing and visual editing, platforms like DoorDash are democratizing access to high-quality digital tools.
For the food industry, which often operates on thin margins, efficiency is key.
Reducing the time spent on administrative tasks and marketing assets allows restaurants to reinvest that time into staff, inventory, and customer service.
As AI becomes more ubiquitous, the competitive landscape may shift toward those who can adopt these tools fastest. But the primary goal here is inclusivity, helping more merchants succeed rather than just the largest chains.
DoorDash's latest integration of AI tools marks a pivotal moment for food delivery platforms.
By addressing the friction points of onboarding and content creation, the company is signaling its commitment to the long-term success of its merchant network.
As these features roll out, the expectation is a surge in new restaurants joining the platform, bringing fresh options to consumers and further cementing DoorDash's position as a leader in the tech-driven food delivery space.